Most of us already understand that English is hard. There are only 26 letters, but some make the same sound, some make different sounds when combined with other letters, and two words that sound the same can be spelled differently.
Cat can't.
Oh, wait, oh, go back and look at it.
Can't get the k, it, kit. Kit.
Think she can? Do you think she can get the kit?
This first grader tested below proficient in reading at the beginning of the school year. Now it's December, and he's getting it. The cat can get the kit. And for his hard work, he gets a sticker and some free time to play in the gym. This is just a few minutes in the very long day of Jackie Hedrick, the only remaining reading interventionist at Sitka's Hoots Elementary School.
I have 20 kids on my roster right now, and I've got 8 other ones that I have our AmeriCorps working with, and we are just starting to figure out how we're going to start servicing kindergarten.
Last year, there were 2 other interventionists at Hoots in addition to Hedrick, funded by a state grant from Alaska Reads. Together, the 3 of them brought about an almost unimaginable turnaround in reading performance in first grade.
At the beginning of the year, last year, 81% of our kindergartners were below. And then at the end of last year screening, 75% of them were above. So that's dramatic results.
Kim Babb headed up the reading intervention program at Hoots last year. She reported her data to the Sitka School Board in the spring, and the entire room did a double take, a near total reversal in reading proficiency in one school year. I recalled the moment with Babb and Hoots principal, Jilda Crone.
I felt like you were going to crack a bottle of champagne at that school board
meeting. That's right. I was. Hey, that's right. It was. It was amazing. We were so impressed by our numbers. We really were.
More exciting than to see kids learning to read in kindergarten, first and second grade. Because then they can choose whatever future they want. They can do anything.
The team that produced those great results has been disbanded. With sweeping budget cuts to Alaska's schools following the governor's veto of the education bill, Sitka was forced to lay off 13 teachers this year, and Babb was reassigned to teach special education. Hoots first graders are showing improvement, but they are not on track to achieve the same level of success as last year's class. One former teacher finds this especially frustrating and familiar.
And too often in Alaska, this is not the first time it's happened. We find something, we ask our schools to do it, they exceed our expectations, and then we fail to figure out how to continue the funding that it would take for them to continue the success that they're having.
Representative Rebecca Himshut wasn't in the legislature when the Alaska Reads Act passed in the spring of 2022. She was an elementary school teacher in Sitka. Alaska Reads has all the hallmarks of a conservative education bill, high expectations and limited funding that together seem almost designed to bring out the shortcomings of public education. Himshut, a political independent, doesn't agree that Alaska Reads is partisan policy, but it's a lot more than a simple change of approach to literacy education, as some of her conservative colleagues have argued.
There's no Democrat, there's no independent, and there's no Republican who doesn't want kids to read by third grade. What becomes partisan is how we then support that. And so, yes, we only asked the schools to do it a different way, but we also asked them to write an individual reading intervention plan for each child who wasn't meeting the benchmarks. Who's going to write those? We also asked them to tutor kids after school. Who's going to do that? We also asked for summer programming. Who's going to do that? So, yes, we're only asking them to do it differently, but we are asking them to do more. And when you ask for more, you have to be ready to pay for more.
Once they've completed first grade, Sitka students leave Hoots and go to Keet Gushihin, which houses second through fifth grades. Keet also lost its 2 reading interventionists this year and has none on staff now. Alaska Reads provided literacy grants for classroom teachers to earn science of reading endorsements over the summer, but it's a heavy lift even teaching one child to read, much less an entire class.
Read with me one more time, and then you get to get your sticker.
This can spin.
High five.
I read part of it without even looking.
How's the only way it's going to get into that noggin, though? Is if you
look at it.
Go get your sticker, kiddo.
The disc can spin. like a lot of top-down education policy, there really wasn't much enthusiasm for the Alaska Reads Act when it first passed, but this school and others ran with it and made it work. Now, Jill LaCrone and her staff would like nothing more than the chance to keep it working.
The support that we had last year, our kids were thriving, not only on, you know, the reading, but social and emotionally, getting along with other kids, understanding how to take turns, what it meant to be a student. And this year we see them in first grade, they are ready for first grade. And it was a lot of work. So we need to have the support to back up Alaska Reads Act, because it's great. Yeah. We all want kids to be reading because we know it's so important, but we need the money to provide all the interventionists and the supports we need.
Alaska's next legislative session opens in January, the start of a fresh debate about education funding. In Sitka, Alaska Reads may have been one of the legislature's best ideas, but without money, teachers can't invest the time in bringing individual students up to grade level. The cat won't get the kit, and the disc can't spin. Reporting from Hoots Elementary in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.